been taking care of patients for 30 years, and I want to work for the patient, okay? I want the patient to be in charge of their health care, not, some government bureaucrat in Washington. There's difficult decisions that need to be made, and I want the patient, the family, and the doctor to be making those decisions, not bureaucrats in Washington. And, that's really the crux of it. The health care law takes $500 million out of Medicare. Our Medicare system already is slated to be out of money within the next 5 to 10 years, and this law takes $500 billion out of it. How is that going to help our seniors get access to care? Their plan is to have these bureaucrats in Washington decide what they're going to pay for. I think those decisions belong to the patient, and having bureaucrats deciding what they're going to pay for, what they're not, is not the best interest of the patient. I want the patient to make those decisions.
What would it I was just going to say that in terms of, all things being equal, if you had your druthers, what are some of the key things that you as a physician feel should be in it? If it were up to you, what would you look to do with it?
Well, we have a great medical care here in this country. The problem is it's too expensive. All right. And the president's law doesn't do anything to decrease the cost of it. It's adding to the cost. I mean, people have seen their premiums, health insurance premiums, continue to go up at a faster rate than they did before the law was enacted. We could get some common sense reforms that actually decrease the cost of medicine. I mean, the thing that biggest thing to me is health insurance. I mean, we have state laws and federal laws that limit your access to health insurance. There's only like 3 or 4 providers of health insurance that you can buy insurance from in the state of Michigan, and that's dominated by one market. Why can't we have health insurance like car insurance, where you can buy insurance anywhere in the country? You have 1,000 different companies that you can choose from. Pick a plan that's good for you, a Cadillac plan, a Chevrolet plan, a plan that fits your needs. And have the patient be able to do it, the person be able to do it, rather than dictated by your employer. I mean, there's a lot of options that we can do to actually decrease costs. We should have more competition between providers. I mean, nobody really shops around to see who provides the cheapest MRI. I mean, why can't we introduce competition in that marketplace?
What would you say about with prescription medications and the expenses with that? Do you think that there's a role that there could be some sort of, I don't want to say a subsidy or something, but similar with like small market airports and things like that, getting some sort of assistance that, a single pill for an elderly woman doesn't cost $100. You know what I'm saying? That something along those lines, you feel that would be a viable part of healthcare reform?
Well, it's obvious to me that there are going to be people that need to have their health care subsidized. The forced among us, those people that don't have the ability to work, they're going to need some help. I mean, that of course. I mean, that must be the case, and there always will be. But we need to have it for the average person who can... who's working. We need to make their health care more affordable. I mean, that's the problem. It's taking a bigger and bigger chunk out of your take-home pay is your health care. This is not solving the problem of cost. This is adding to cost. And, the average person who has to pay for their health insurance, or their employer is paying for their health insurance, those costs are going up and up and up. And this is not decreasing their cost. We need to have some common sense things like what I mentioned with the health insurance market, to actually bring down costs. They didn't address the malpractice costs. There's all kinds of things that we can look at that don't involve the government taking over our health care.
We're speaking with Congressman Dan Benyshek this morning. And Congressman, I know we got a couple of minutes here left, but is this vote to repeal today? It's obviously, we know how it's going to go. We already know from conversations and pundits and the powers that be that how it's going to end up going. Is this more voter fatigue, possibly? That's what the Democrats are saying, that they're tired of this and they want to move on to something else.
Well, I think it's a good idea to put people on the record, whether they're for the government takeover of healthcare or against it. And, you know, that'll be, it's going to be up to the American people, Walt. I mean, it's going to come down to the election in November. Do people want to elect somebody that wants the government in charge of their health care? Or are they going to elect somebody that, you know, wants patients in charge of their health care? And it's going to be up to the American people. You know, the court said it was constitutional. So then it's going to be up to the American people to decide what they want. If they vote in a House and a Senate and a President that is in favor of the government control of health care, then that's what we're going to get. But this vote here today will put you know, people in Congress on the record as to what they're for. And they'll have to face their constituents in November and then you know, be responsible for that vote. And that's the reason to put it on the agenda again here today.